Right now, though, we have Willie Hallahan on the line, and the Jump Fest 2019 is over, and Willie's going to talk a little bit about it. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. You know, hearing you talk about upcoming weather crises, it's of course, it affects people all over the place, I know, but it's comforting here for us at SWASA that it no longer matters for the ski jumps at this point.
That's right.
It's in the books.
It's in the books. That's exactly right. And, you know, it's funny. I made a foray down on Saturday, and I saw the amount of cars in the parking lot, and I was absolutely blown away. And I heard that the numbers were upwards of 1,200, 1,300 people. And then on Sunday I went by, and the parking lot was just jam full. And that was about, I want to say, 1245.
Yeah, we were blessed with two very good days, and which was nice because, as we all know, we lost Friday night. But Saturday we had like 800 paid, which translates into, say, 1,800 total. They're counting, estimating children and so forth, about 1,800 on Saturday and probably 2,000 on Sunday because we had 900 paid there, so... in its aggregate, we're talking 3,500, maybe 4,000 people when you counted everybody. You walk around, and every once in a while I get a chance to get out and get a feel for what was going on, and the crowd was just massive, and everybody smiles on everybody's faces. I just love it when that happens. You know, the weather Saturday was okay. It was breezy, and it challenged the ski jumps for a little bit that we had to delay them. But the sun was out, and people, weather-wise, people didn't mind, and Sunday was even better.
Well, it's funny because I heard in some of Jeannie's interviews, Harney's tea sold like just like hundreds and hundreds of pots of teas, and the guys that bring down the kegs of beer, it was astonishing the amount of beer that they.
Oh,
went
I know,
through.
And I think I haven't heard, but you know, pretty much always the sore people. That's that. After-school enrichment program at Salisbury Central School. They're selling the hot toddies, and I guarantee they did well too.
So everybody, and Jeannie interviewed about seven or eight people on each day, and everybody was psyched. And what's interesting is how everybody says they come back year after year after year, and a couple of people even say they bring new people back with them each year.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a group from they call New Canaan area in general, but there's a group of up to 50 people who come as a group, and they said they sort of do the ski jumping version of tailgating because they stake out an area around at the outrun, and they set up a bar, and they have their own little hibachis, and set up tables, and they're handing out hors d'oeuvres to the passersby. They're just a jolly bunch, and they come back year after year after year. And their group ebbs and flows, of course, with for all kinds of reasons. But and plus, we have every year you begin to think after so many years that everybody's been there, but we have new people all the time coming. Oh, I've been meaning to come for years, or I just heard about it. Anyway, it's heartening to have both. Our old friends coming back and see new faces too,
and of course the ski jumping that they see, especially on Sunday, they're the ones that really are in about 3, 4, 5 years will be jumping off the big jumps, international competitions and more.
Yeah, and I think because weather, there's so much drama for us anyway. Surrounding the weather, that becomes the story. It's the back story, but it becomes the front story because the weather can even threaten the events. But there are a couple of good stories about the jumpers themselves, like Cooper Dodds, for example. He's out of Fort Sayre Ski Club in Hanover, New Hampshire, which they represented about a third of the field. And he jumped 69.5 meters on Sunday, the big day. And he's in the over 20 class, considered a senior. And I was scrambling this morning trying to find the hill record because I can't. You know, it's changed so much. At first I thought it was 71 meters. No, I think that was broken back. You know, it's somewhere in the early small 70s, like 72, maybe 73 meters. So that's getting up there, but. maybe more important, there's this kid, Evan Nichols, also from Fort Sayers, who was in the under 16 group, and he jumped 69 meters on Sunday. So there's a name we want to watch in the future. Here's a kid who's, I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's under 16, and he's jumping those distances. So, when I say we'll see future Olympians, you know, maybe Evan Nichols will be in that category.
You know, it's interesting. You did a lot of work. Swasta did a lot of work to help so you could cut down your preparing, the actual jump itself. Yeah. By building up the jump itself, I guess it's called the outrun. I'm not sure what it's called or what. But you built that up so you didn't have to push as much snow up there. And obviously that was a big help to you this year.
Yeah, typically what we do, and this year was no different, and it was actually our savior, our salvation, was we, unlike a ski hill where they have these massive snow guns and they spread snow all over the mountainside, we stockpile it. We just blow it into one big pile, and it becomes a mountain. And it's right, as you say, in the outrun area. That's the area where jumpers come to a stop after they've landed. And Friday night, usually in the couple weeks before our competition, we start spreading that around. But because we knew bad weather was coming, and for a variety of strategical reasons, we left that pile there to the absolute last minute, which was Friday night, 8 o'clock Friday night. After we canceled the competition a couple days before, they started spreading that around. And 4:30 Saturday morning, it was all ready to go. Three hills, all the outruns, and landing hills were done. And a lot of people didn't sleep very much that night.
You had perfect conditions for them to land and snow jump.
Yeah, it was. Mother Nature taketh away and then she gives back. And at the last minute, she gave back with good temperatures and clear conditions. So, much as we lamented the loss of Friday night, we made up for it on Saturday and Sunday, both with crowds and jumping conditions.
So now, do you guys take it easy the rest of the year, or do you still provide ski jumping for people on the other two jumps?
Yes, yeah, exactly. For as long as the conditions hold, the temperatures hold, we'll continue to groom the 20 and 30. Typically, the big hill won't get much use now. We have one jumper now in the Swasa fold, Seth Gardner, who jumps the big hill now. It's taken a while to get kids up through the ranks, and he's our first to jump the big hill in quite a while, and he did fine. He jumped 54 meters, which is a very respectable jump. But anyway, as you say, yeah, we let the kids train on the 20 and 30 meter hill until the conditions dictate otherwise. It could be into March. You just never know. And it's important because in places like Lake Placid, they jump year-round. They have year-round jumping on some of their smaller training hills, and we do not. So they jump year-round. We jump two and a half months maybe, and that's why our next big expenditure, I think, will be making the 20-meter, the baby hill, a year-round facility.
All right, and you won't matter that, even though we're expecting a lot of snow and stuff, to by the weekend we might get another rainstorm. So it does that doesn't matter. You'll be back out there after that happens. Still keeping.
Yes, we will. The machine will groom the landing hill for the 20, and people. This will be manpower to put apply snow to the in run. That's the ramp that they come down on the 20. That's manpower. That's shovels and rakes, and we'll continue to do that as long as we can get the kids out there.
All right. Well, Willie, great job once again. Your volunteers are amazing, and the public is amazing. And I remember when you first brought the junior nationals into Salisbury, a lot of people were wondering that we're coming into Salisbury about ski jumping in Salisbury. But by the time they left, they realized there really is a tradition here.
Oh, it is. And veterans of 2025 junior nationals said that the opening ceremonies, the parade of athletes, virtually everything was the best they'd ever seen anywhere, and we didn't know. I mean, we're kind of winging it, and we put on the best we could. And that year, we were Swasa was named the ski club of the year in the whole United States. So, we're recognized throughout the land.
All right, Willie, I know you can't rest because you got to go do things today, but congratulations to everybody at Swasa.
Well, thanks. It takes a village.
It certainly does. And a half. Okay.
Yeah, including the media, and thank you for everything you do for us.
All right, Willie, take care.
You too, Marshall.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Salisbury Winter Sports Association, just with a recap of the Jump Fest 2019 here on Robin Hood Radio.